It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. I appreciate you for listening. Are you at home? Great. You on the road? Great. You at work? Great. Get the money. Take the money. Take all of it. I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. The show gets started, though, every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. And if you got SiriusXM, hey, just ask it to play. Well, don't ask it anything. That's if you got a smart speaker. You got Sirius, turn to 158. Hickey, I got confused. Do you? You said this. You don't use none of this smart speaker stuff, right?
I do not know.
Yeah, I got Sirius in my car. I got it in the house. I talk to everything, man. I talk to my phone and tell it to play Odyssey. So everything, I just talk to stuff, man.
Do you get the names right? We got Alexa, we got Siri. Do you ever, you know, call one the wrong name?
Yes, I have. And they get disrespectful with each other. They feel offended, yeah.
Is there jealousy in the air?
Yeah, every now and then I've accidentally, I'll be like, call Alexa for this. And then I accidentally say Siri and it goes, I'm not Siri. And then it gets weird. It gets awkward.
Yeah, it's kind of, I guess, the risk you got to take when you live the life that you do right now.
It's like being caught cheating. You know, not something I've ever experienced or would experience in life, but it's like hanging out with one person and another person pops up. It's, I don't know. This is the world that we live in, Hickey. You're right. SiriusXM 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Whatever robot and computer that you talk to, things are real simple here. Now, we've had a real busy show. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Even just a few minutes ago, last hour, we had a conversation with Alan Sliwa, Lakers radio broadcaster, came through to tell us a lot of what we know. The Lakers, they got some work to do. Got to re-sign LeBron James. They better draft his son. Darvin Ham is probably going to get fired. The Lakers are just one of the great dramas, one of the great storylines that never ends here in sports in North America. Also, right now, we got some basketball going on. It's a game five. It could be a closeout game for the New York Knicks. They lead the series against the Sixers 3-1. The fourth quarter just got started, and the Sixers lead the Knicks 74-70. Meanwhile, we have another game in action right now. The Cleveland Cavaliers, they lead the Magic 48-47. And then this game gets started in about 30 minutes. We have the Pacers with a 3-1 series lead. The Pacers can close out the Bucks tonight. There is no Damian Lillard with his Achilles. There is no Giannis Antetokounmpo with his calf. And so this could be the end of the Bucks season tonight. I want to remind you, in about 15 to 20 minutes from now, I'm going to have a conversation. This is Autism Awareness Month. This is the last day, I can't believe it, this is the last day of April. And so I am being joined, and I want to share this with you. I'm being joined by NASCAR's first autistic driver. His name is Armani Williams. He's not only a NASCAR driver, has raced at Daytona, is climbing his way up to the Cup Series, but this is someone who's also an advocate for Autism Speaks. And so Armani Williams is going to join us. And I just thought that that'd be a great conversation to have amongst all the silliness and fun that I like to have here on this show. If you want to holler at me, it's simple. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm going to go ahead and hit the phone lines before we talk to Armani. And then I want to give you my thoughts on Bronny James and these crazy Los Angeles Lakers. Johnny is calling up from Chicago. Hey, Johnny, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. I got two quick fan of the show comments and two real quick sports comments.
Okay.
Weird thing, when you first started this shift, the shift you're on now, I clicked on the Odyssey app.
Right.
And then that picture you have above the show, took over my iPhone. So when my iPhone went to the sleep mode and you tap on it, I had a full-size JR, not cropped, took up the whole phone where my wife's picture used to be.
Oh, my
and
God.
For 3 days, we couldn't fix it. We had a family party over, and people were looking at the phone. They go, who the heck is that guy? I go,
who's the black guy on your phone, right?
Wow. Yeah, my wife said you got beautiful teeth, by the way.
Well,
so
thank
that was
you.
Just a funny thing, and it lasted thank 3 days. I couldn't fix it. So that
oh,
was
well,
pretty
damn.
Cool.
Well, nothing wrong and with then, a little bit of JR on the front of your phone. You might be the only person who has that, so that's nice.
Yeah,
what else you got?
Yeah, it was cool. And then I wanted a friendly suggestion for T-shirts for us fans of the show.
Right.
We call ourselves the Briefs or the Briefers.
Hold on a second. hold on. Hickey, chime in before I say something inappropriate. Go ahead. That's a terrible idea, what he just said, right, Hickey?
I'm all in on the Briefs. No. The Briefs, that lands, that sticks.
Oh, no. Don't encourage him, Hickey. What should I sell underwear, too, now? I need to sell drawers?
With your face on it. There you go.
With my face, like, hey, well, Hickey, I don't think you know this guy. Johnny, you ever heard of a wrestler from the 80s? His name was Ravishing Rick Rude. You know who that guy is?
I heard the name. I'm not a big wrestling fan, but
let
I
me
have
tell
heard
you something.
Yes.
Hickey, you would like this. This man, Ravishing Rick Rude, he would come to the ring in tights and a robe, and he was all roided up, and he had abs on top of abs and everything. He'd come to the ring in a robe, and then he would open up his robe, and he would have like high quality too. He would have his opponent's wife like spray painted on the crotch of his tights. His whole tights.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
He would stand in front of the opponent, open up his robe so the guy could see his wife on his crotch on the tights, and then he'd start gyrating his hips. And they used to try to beat his ass.
Now that's a real brief tale there.
Yeah. So maybe I need to put my face on the crotch of underwear. But anyway, this is going left. What do you got to say about something sports related?
Okay, I got the Timberwolves as the only team left that could take out the Nuggets. I think they're the only ones that can do it.
Well, they better do it now.
I got LeBron going to another team that has a chance to go to the finals where he can be the fourth player in NBA history to win a title in four different teams. He'd be the first one to ever do
that. Wait. Did you just say LeBron? You got LeBron James going somewhere? Where he going?
Yeah. That's my guess. I'm
going where though? Where's he going?
Another winning team, maybe Dallas or someone that has a chance.
I just think he's almost 40 years old. I think he just wants to chill and call it a wrap in Los Angeles, and I think that's best. His family's in L.A. He's in L.A. It's almost a foregone conclusion. I think the Lakers will draft his son, and everybody could just stay in L.A. Everything just seems ready-made for LeBron James. I wouldn't expect him to go anywhere, man. I don't think so. You got to come to LeBron. He doesn't come to you at this stage, I don't think.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. Thank you, Johnny from Chicago.
All right,
that's
thanks,
right.
Sir.
Yeah, Hickey, that's a terrible, awful suggestion to put sell underwear? No, thank you, right? That's
I mean,
weird.
It sounds like you're almost trying to talk yourself into it. This maybe have some legs, the Briefs.
Nah, I can't take suggestions from a man who had my face stuck on his phone for 3 days.
Or maybe you can. Maybe that's the right guy, you know?
What, him?
Yeah, if he has your face stuck on his phone for 3 days and it's like, you know what, this is an idea, maybe now all of a sudden more people could be like, you know what, I like JR.
Right.
I'm maybe in need of a new pair of boxers. Why the hell not?
He's going to buy a sport brief branded briefs. Okay.
Now, if you're single and you're on the town, you may have some explaining to do, but that's a whole different story. But it's also, hey, that's growing the show. New listeners now.
Listen, this man had explaining to do. He had my face on his phone for 3 days, had it stuck. All right. Anyway, thank you. Thank you, Johnny. From Chicago, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Johnny did just say that LeBron James should or is probably going to go elsewhere. I don't see it happening. LeBron James is going to kick up his feet, take money from the Los Angeles Lakers, try to hold their feet to the fire, try to get his son drafted. I mean, we already know the coach is going to be gone. This is wild stuff. And last hour, I told you I feel bad for Darvin Ham, not just in a grown man type of way. You know, feel sad for the guy. It's just bad how he was always ignored publicly. And, I mean, just a couple of games ago, after game two, Anthony Davis sat in front of the media, and he said that there are times where we, the Los Angeles Lakers, we don't know what the hell we doing. Listen to this.
We've shown that we're more than capable. We have stretches where we just don't know what we're doing on both ends of the floor. And those are the ones that cost us.
Hickey, it kills me how he sat there and thought about whether or not he should say it. And his brain is going, do I say it? Do I say it? Do I not say it? And he said it. He said it out loud and didn't give a damn.
The pauses, you're right, make it so much better because you could tell it in real time, grinding through, should I? Ah, screw it. Yeah, we didn't know what we were doing half the time. Big game. We just blew a 20-point lead, but in the midst of that, we didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah, what a way to throw the coach clear under the bus. LeBron James after the elimination last night. LeBron James, well, all he was asked about pretty much was himself. LeBron James, hey, man, what you doing next? What you doing the rest of this offseason? What's up?
I just want to get home to the family, honestly. Start looking at the schedule, obviously. I got, my son, one of my boys is just trying to decide if he's going to, you know, enter the draft or go back to school. I got another kid that's playing AU ball right now. My daughter's playing volleyball. And my wife is doing so many great things. So it's about family right now. And then in a couple months, I got to go to Vegas for training camp. So, you know, I got to rest my body for USAB. But that's kind of the initial thoughts.
Well, if LeBron James wants to, he can't be around his whole family. He's talked about wanting to play with his son, Bronny. And just have the Lakers pick Bronny. I think that's exactly what's going to happen. Now, this is the part that really sucks. It appears. And I'm judging this by what I've seen because we haven't seen a lot of Bronny because of his health issues. I remember seeing Bronny up close and personal when he's like 15 years old, 16 years old. I ended up actually calling one of his games for the NBA's Junior Basketball League. So I've seen Bronny play up close. And he's smart. He doesn't make mistakes. And he's obviously gotten bigger and he's smarter and all of this stuff. But Bronny is not no superstar. And this is just the world that we live in. Like, he's probably going to get this job. Probably going to be a member of the Lakers because his dad is LeBron James. Now, I've talked just a lot over the past few years about how awesome that would be if LeBron James was on the same team as his son Bronny. It just takes a little bit of the steam out if he's not a legitimate NBA prospect. LeBron James Jr., Bronny James, needs a little bit more seasoning in the NBA before he's a legit prospect. And so the fact of potentially just being thrown onto the Lakers because LeBron and his dad, to me, this is not the same as the Griffies playing on the same team where you can hit back-to-back home runs. Like, Bronny James is going to have to prove that he even belongs on a roster. And let's be real. Is he going to play for the Lakers? I think not. He's going to be on the end of the bench. Hickey, he legitimately. What's Giannis's brother's name? Thanasis? That's what he is? Bronny James might. Do you think that'll be worse than Thanasis' situation? Don't you think?
Oh, 100%. 100%, because, yeah, I agree. I think it's, and there's like a real question of, is that truly better for Bronny? Getting drafted only because of his last name. He's going to have no respect whatsoever within the league on his own team. Everyone knows why he's there. I mean, the Nats is, I guess, same thing, but, yeah, it's one and the same, that's for sure.
Maybe Bronny actually makes the decision. Maybe Bronny says, yeah, I'm leaving USC. I'm going to go play for another program. And I'll just end up somewhere else. Maybe that's the case. Maybe Bronny ends up on another team. I don't know. This is very odd. It just doesn't have the same feeling if he ends up on the Los Angeles Lakers. Because this is almost a nepotism hire. LeBron James's daddy, and he was able to grease the skids to get his son on the team. It's weak. Thanasis Antetokounmpo would not be in the NBA right now if it wasn't for his brother, Giannis. Thanasis Antetokounmpo has a whole podcast. He wouldn't have no podcast worth a damn if it wasn't for his brother. And look, that's the way the world works. That's how it is. But for Bronny James, what, are you going to start a podcast? Nobody wants to hear that. Here, listen to my podcast, On the Road with My Dad, LeBron. Nobody cares. Sorry. Let's see Bronny bust some ass in college and then actually, improve himself on his own merit to become an NBA player. Let's see Bronny James in March Madness. Let's see him in a tournament boosting his stock. We don't need to see Bronny James at the end of the Lakers bench. What's going to happen? He checks into the game. What are they going to say? Oh, here comes LeBron's boy. Like, they're going to make fun of the guy. Let Bronny stay in college unless he's ready. But the Lakers, they want LeBron. They're going to do whatever. Even if it means Bronny is at the end of the bench carrying water? Ah, come on. James' family has to be better than that, right? I think. Hickey, did you see LeBron last night, like, kind of jump scare the fan in the crowd?
I did see that. A little flinch.
No, not a little Bush League, though.
It's a little weird. Especially when it's directed towards a female.
Yeah. So anyone who's not familiar, we know the Lakers are eliminated. I think we all know that. There was a fan in Denver. LeBron James didn't get a call. And there was a woman in the front row, a younger woman. And she decided to call him a crybaby with the whole hands over your eyes, tears, etc. And LeBron James yelled at her and said, hey, the referees are stupid. These are the worst refs. And then she repeated by calling him a crybaby again. And LeBron James kind of flinched at her and she flinched back. And then LeBron James continued. He was walking away while he was doing this, but he looked into the crowd at her and was kind of like, oh, you're a scaredy cat. And I'm just like, that was weird. You know, I've never seen an NBA player kind of jump at a woman like that, let alone a guy who's a star in the league. And it was all fun, but it's just kind of awkward for LeBron James. I never saw Michael Jordan flinch at anybody. We know Kobe Bryant infamously never flinched when he had a ball thrown in his face or kind of pump faked by Matt Barnes. But LeBron James pump faking the woman in the front row by trying to jump and scare her. Just wild stuff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break, and when we come back, this is Autism Awareness Month, okay? This is April 30th. It's the last day of April, and I needed to bring on someone who is going to inspire you. This is someone who is the first autistic NASCAR driver, and man, autism awareness, he is taking it to another level and letting people know that they can do whatever they want to do in life. His name is Armani Williams. It's the JR Sport Re Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Armani coming through on the other side. Don't move.
No matter what you're a fan of, Texas has the trip for you. There's the trip to Texas and the trip. Or maybe you're the kind of fan who'd prefer a trip to Texas or a trip. Either way, go to TravelTexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. And April is a special month, if you're not aware, Autism Awareness Month. And right now we're being joined by a very special guest. He is a NASCAR driver, okay? He's an advocate for Autism Speaks. He is a NASCAR race driver. Joining us right now is Armani Williams, the first autistic driver in NASCAR. Armani, how are you, man?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. I appreciate you, JR, for having me on. This is awesome.
No, I appreciate you because this conversation is going to shed a whole lot of light on a lot of people. We're going to talk about your involvement with Autism Speaks. But before we do anything, you're a NASCAR race driver, man. How did you get involved in racing?
Yeah, you know, so like how I got involved in racing, it all started when I was just very, very young. You know, like as a kid, you always went to the store and just try to collect as many Matchbox and Hot Wheel cars as possible. And I would bring some of that collection home with me and just play racing with them, like literally all the time, regardless of whether I was at my mom's, my dad's, or my grandparents, And one day I heard about NASCAR and I thought to myself, this is very interesting. I got to check this out. And the first time I ever watched a NASCAR race on TV and just see what it's like, from the jump, I was hooked. Just seeing how fast the cars were going, like 180, 190 miles an hour, like I thought it was the coolest thing I've ever seen, And it just made me want to watch more and more NASCAR races every weekend that it was on TV. And eventually it came to a point where, it started from, getting interested in racing to now loving racing and having a passion. And it was something that I wanted to be involved of when I grew up and all that. And I told my dad straight up that, hey, I wanted to be a professional race car driver, And so like from there, they were supportive and helping to make my dream happen. And, by 8 years old, I started racing go-karts competitively and went on from there.
This is amazing. Armani Williams is here with us, NASCAR driver. You're 23 years old right now. You was found that you had autism when you were 2 years old, and a lot of people would look at that as something of a deterrent. Not you. This is something that actually helps you in racing. How does autism help you be a race car driver?
Yeah, I think one of the greatest strengths that we as people with autism have is that we have a very laser-like focus on things that interest us, things that catches our eye. And so I think that kind of laser-like focus is what separates me from like the other drivers on track. I mean, when you think of the sport of racing, like I'm in a race car going 180, 190 miles per hour every lap. And it's just there's always a lot of things that can happen around you so fast, whether that's in front of you, behind you, or racing with the other cars around you, is that like at all times during a 400, 500 mile race, and with the car like being hot inside you and all that, that you just can never lose sight of any concentration. You got to stay locked in to the task at hand, and that's just something that I've always strived on ever since I started racing. And so like I feel like that kind of laser-like focus is what really gives me a real and great advantage that I don't think a lot of drivers have.
Armani, man, you've raced at Daytona, NASCAR Truck Series. You're on your way to the Infinity Series. Your accomplishments have been wild. It's also crazy. You're African American. How has the Drive for Diversity program helped you out? We don't have a lot of black drivers in NASCAR and motorsports.
Yeah, I mean, I've been real fortunate to be invited into NASCAR's Drive for Diversity program twice. And, like doing it one time is one thing, but like getting invited to it twice, it helped make me recognize that NASCAR saw exactly the kind of capabilities I have as a being race a car driver, but also the impact I could have in the sport as well. And being invited to the NASCAR Drive for Diversity combine, gave me an opportunity to just get my name out there and show the racing world who exactly I am and what I'm trying to accomplish, And so really, like with how that program is to help give drivers of minorities an opportunity to continue to move up the ladder in racing and continue to chase greatness and success in the world of racing, it was just the kind of stepping stone that I needed to, continue my racing career and to continue living my dream.
Armani Williams is on the air with us right now, the JR Sport Brief Show, here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. From all the experiences that you've had up until now, whether it's Daytona, the multiple tracks, the attention, the media, the interviews, do you have a favorite memory that stands out to you, a favorite experience?
Yeah, I mean, I've been fortunate to have a lot of great memories all throughout my racing career, but I would say like my most favorite one was just having an opportunity to race at Daytona just a couple of months ago. Like Daytona International Speedway is like home of the Daytona 500, which in NASCAR is the biggest race in all of NASCAR, really. And every driver that, you know, moves up the ladder in racing has a dream of one day of racing at that track, whether that's the Daytona 500 or just the speedway in general. And so, you know, just being able to say that a couple months ago, like I was involved in a race at Daytona, and with like the way that racing went, you know, it was just suddenly, it was just really a dream come true. And it's something that I will never forget. I mean, like, you know, like we were there at the end in the top five and, you know, very close to a win and all that, you know, and given that it was my first try, like, you know, the way I had that race planned out, like it could have not gone any better, you know. And even though the end result is not what we wanted it to be, but just to say that I had an opportunity to at least win there in my very first try, you know, it just gave me tremendous confidence in my capability as a race car driver to know that, hey, you know, I can run on any racetrack and be good.
Armani Williams is here with us. Man, you're breaking barriers and you're certainly helping people, other folks who have autism, to be encouraged. What are some of the barriers and misconceptions that you want to break, man?
Yeah, you know, I mean, autism can be misunderstood at times. You know, certainly we deal with challenges of social interaction, communication, and repetitive behaviors. But that's where, you know, having that support system really comes in, you know, because like many people deal with struggles of any kind, you know, and you need the people around you to be able to help, like, get over your struggles, you know, like, and really my family has always been incredibly supportive of me, you know, through the ups and downs that I had. And, you know, really, I also got to bring Autism Speaks into the fold as well. You know, at least by the time I was diagnosed with autism, you know, Autism Speaks was one of the first resources that, you know, my family reached out to be able to get an understanding of what autism is and, you know, and what are some resources that Autism Speaks can provide to my family to where my family can be able to have an opportunity and the tools to be able to support me the best they could possibly could to help me overcome my struggles with autism. So, you know, really it's just like having all that great support, you know, can go a long way, you know, and it's helped me be able to seek a way forward, you know, while living my life through autism and to be able to help me achieve my dreams and, you know, what I want to grow up to be, but also the type of person I want to be and, you know, never let autism back me down. So like, it's been absolutely incredible.
Man, you are incredible. NASCAR driver, Autism Speaks advocate, inspiration. Leave us with a final word. What advice would you share with anyone who feels that they have their back up against the wall? Anyone who thinks that they can't do something, they're told that they can't do something. Drop some knowledge for us real fast, Armani.
Yeah, absolutely. So like, I believe that, you know, autism doesn't have to always rely on its limitations. Like autism can be a great strength if you know how to utilize it. You know, I think at the end of the day, you know, you just have to be able to believe in yourself, stay encouraged no matter what the obstacles are, and work hard at what exactly it's going to take to help you achieve your dream and be able to accomplish your goals. And, you know, to try to be, for me, to try to be a beacon of hope to everyone in the autism community, you know, like it is something that I take a lot of pride in, you know, not only to share my experience of what it was like living with autism and how I have to overcome it, but also to help people, you know, understand, you know, about Autism Speaks. You know, like I want to be able to help provide resources to the autism community, to Autism Speaks, you know, who can help provide a lot of resources for families who struggle with autism, you know, and for people who want to learn more about Autism Speaks and what they can do to help you out. You know, you can visit their website at autismspeaks.org and also follow them on their social media platforms of Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, you know, and they'll be able to provide you all the resources that they can provide families so that way, you know, the families can be able to have the tools to support a family member of theirs that has autism, you know. So that would be the advice that I would share with everybody.
Absolutely amazing, Armani. Where can people follow and keep up with you and your journey on the track?
Yeah, so for me, like, I got all social media platforms that people can follow me on. You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Team Armani Racing or Armani Williams. They can also visit my website at teamarmaniracing.com to, you know, learn more about me, learn about, like, what my mission is in terms of, like, you know, racing and autism, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, like, what I try to do out there is more than just being a race car driver. You know, it's more so of, like, the impact I can make to the millions of people with autism and ways to where we can help give back to them, to be able to help inspire them to be able to find their dreams and be able to achieve it.
Hey, Armani, you got an advocate in me. Next time you're back in Atlanta, lunch on me and an interview in person, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, man. Whoa, it is a barn burner in New York City. This is crazy. Right now, the Philadelphia 76ers are trying to stave off elimination against the New York Knicks. The score is currently 105-102 in overtime. Tyrese Maxey basically willed the Sixers into overtime, had a four-point play, had a three to tie it to take them into overtime, and now he's limping around here in overtime as he hit the deck, and he's still running around. Maxey, 44 points, 7 of 12 from 3. His score is now 106-102. Joel Embiid at the free throw line with 19 points, 15 rebounds, 10 assists for the New York Knicks. Jalen Brunson leading the way with 36. And so the New York Knicks look like they had this series and game closed out. Unless there's a bounce back, the Knicks are going to have to go to Philly to try to eliminate them again. That game, game six, would be on Thursday. We'll keep you up to date. This game might conclude before we roll out of here. Meanwhile, there is another game going on right now. This series is tied at two games apiece between the Orlando Magic and the Cavs. They are playing it close. The Cavaliers currently lead 72-65. They're getting ready to head into the fourth quarter. The Pacers and Bucks just underway. No Giannis, calf, no Damian Lillard. Achilles and the Pacers have a chance to get the Bucks the hell up on out of here. So by the time we are back tomorrow, we may have a chance and an opportunity to talk about even more eliminations. It's not just the Los Angeles Lakers, who have gone home as of last night. It's not just the Pelicans who have gone home. We still might have some teams that take the boot or get the boot tonight. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I got to mention this, and Hickey saw this during the break. While the Los Angeles Lakers, or excuse me, I guess that was Hickey, that was the point of LeBron, right, to bring this up for him?
Exactly right.
While the New York Knicks are playing the Sixers, while the Cavs are playing the Magic in these great games, LeBron James tweeted this out an hour ago. "I've seen, heard a lot of reports about my future. I said it last night and I'll say it again. I do not know yet, as I'm only thinking about spending time with my family and friends. When I know after speaking with the family, my counsel, as well as my representation about it, then you guys will know. Until then, be quiet, love, the King." Why the hell does LeBron James have to share this today? Now? During the playoffs? He also tweeted Tyrese Bang. He's obviously watching this Knicks game against the Sixers. But why do you got to chime in about your career? Nobody thinking about you right now. People are thinking about you, but why are you chiming in? Like, come on. You're one of the most famous people on earth. It was not necessary. Just shut up. Let people talk about you and just go away. And I like LeBron James, but why you got to draw attention to yourself? Why we got some good games going on, man? Just, and Hickey, he ain't saying nothing new. He said the same thing he said last night.
We have played the clip all show, and you're right. He's not said anything new, but you answered your own question before. Why is he saying something? Because all day was LeBron, 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 and now the last 3 hours have been Knicks Sixers in a great game, and we stopped talking about LeBron.
Yeah, we don't. Just relax, man. People been talking about you for the past 20 years. What's different now? Because you might retire? You did the same damn thing last year, so just pipe down, LeBron. Anyway, and I know LeBron has been around for the past 21 basketball seasons. I'm going to take this time and opportunity to go even further back than that because it is time for a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Oh yeah, this day is April 30th. Let's take a look at a few things that happened this day in sports history. Let's go back to April 30th in 1993. This is pretty bad. All my tennis fans probably remember this. Monica Seles. She was in Hamburg, Germany. She was stabbed by a crazed fan who loved Steffi Graf. This fan came down the stands and stabbed her in the back. Monica Seles is a nine-time Grand Slam champ. And then at this point, she had to miss 2 years following surgery. She was physically scarred. She was mentally scarred. And she wasn't the same. She won another one at the Australian Open. But damn, getting stabbed in the back by a crazed fan? That fan got probation. Also scheduled for psychiatric treatment. Listen to Monica Seles talk about being stabbed during a damn tennis match. This is 93.
Günter Pascher, an obsessive fan of Steffi Graf, stabbed Seles with a knife during a changeover at the Citizen Cup in Hamburg.
I remember sitting on the bench. I was just like thinking to myself, I should change. I'm giving my opponent a little bit of too much what she liked. And then suddenly I just felt like such a hard pain, like sharp pain in me. I was like, ooh. And then I wanted to touch what's in there and I just saw blood.
Oh, damn. Yeah, Monica Seles is someone who's been a mental health advocate for the past several years. Thank God we don't see stuff like that. We hear a lot of fans talking crap, and maybe that's why some of them need to shut the hell on up. Hey, let's go to 2015, Jameis Winston, April 30th. He went number one in the draft.
With the first pick in the 2015 NFL draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Jameis Winston, quarterback, Florida State.
So after all that has been said and done and tape grinded and questions about character and on-field acumen, what this young man really thinks about living life, and is he really ready for the crucible that the National Football League presents to any athlete, let alone the first overall selection in a draft? It has been done. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have selected Jameis Winston, number one overall in the 2015 draft.
Yeah, you think about Jameis Winston. I think Florida State. I think Heisman. I think championship. I think crab legs. I think Publix. I think a goofball. I think 30 for 30. And now this man is a backup quarterback for the Browns. What a ways this man has come. He was on the Saints. He got hurt. And now he seems like one of the goofiest, most well-liked guys in the entire NFL. And Jameis Winston's still here. Is this the worst career he could have had? I don't think so. And Jameis, he's only 30. Maybe one day he'll get another chance to be a starter and really drive things home. Jameis Winston went first overall April 30th in 2015. Let's take a look at something that happened last year. That audio, by the way, courtesy of the NFL Network. Hey, let's think about the Kraken. Yeah, Seattle. They got an NHL team before they got an NBA one. They beat the Avalanche last year in 7 games. The Kraken became the first expansion team to beat the reigning Stanley Cup champs in their first ever playoff series. That was last year. Let's move to right now, this minute, this second, because in Madison Square Garden, oh man, this is wild. It looks like the Knicks are going to lose this one. Philadelphia leads 110 to 106. Nothing going to save him here. About 16 seconds left in overtime. Knicks are going to have to get up a quick shot, try to foul, steal, get the ball back. And this was a wild one. And the Philadelphia 76ers, they can really thank Tyrese Maxey for just playing out of his mind and saving their behinds. Tyrese Maxey, so far tonight, 44 points. And Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks don't get the ball back. Hickey, it looks like this one is a wrap. It looks like the Sixers are going to come out on top.
I can't believe it. I'm truly shocked. I thought they were dead after game four. They had no life. Knicks came out after a slow start again, took over the game. Buildings rocking. I hate to say it. Look, I'll give Philly credit. I did not think they had a chance in this game, and they showed a lot of heart.
They did. Knicks made some mistakes at the end of the game in defending Maxey, and Maxey just made them pay and lit them up. Right now, Philly leads 110 to 106. 8 seconds left in overtime. Philadelphia ball. Cavs lead the Magic 75-70, and the Pacers lead the Bucks with no Giannis, no Lillard, 16-14. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network is done. Don't move. I'm out of here. But Mr. Winkler, he's coming up next. Hey, thank you, Hickey, and Knicks and Sixers, they're going to be having a fight. I'll catch you guys down the line. Be safe, be smooth, be well, be cool, and thank you, Hickey.